following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Morning,
welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. And Craig Montana decided to flip the switch and put us on the air.
Yeah, he's thinking
of
his vacation. That's what he's doing.
Yes, indeed. Well, if you're still on vacation brain, just clear it out for a few minutes this morning so we can talk about some really important stuff with you. We're all here in the studio this morning. I'm yours truly, Tony Nafar, certified financial planner at your service, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant and insurance and medical care specialist here as well. And of course, Craig, who's dreaming of what he's going to be doing
next week,
huh?
Yeah, he's already got his Delta ticket.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess he's staying home then, huh?
Yeah, he's got a blankie that he's going to take with him to the airport so he can wait in line there. I don't know what the update is on that here, but check with your airline.
Yeah.
Even if it's not Delta today.
Because it's worldwide shutdown for Delta, so your connecting flight, if it has anything to do with that, could be canceled.
Mm-hmm. Well, not only that, but people are shifting on to other flights, too, because they still need to get where they're going.
Yep.
So
it's
it could
mess.
Be messing everything
it's
up for all the airlines, so please be careful with that. Wow, wouldn't you know, last week of summer vacation time? Yowie. Okay. Well, the market looks pretty smooth. we can say that.
It's flat.
Yeah, this morning. It's flat right now. Not much really going on. Again, everybody's getting in their last bits of vacation. One of the things we like to recommend, if you're done with all that and you're just kind of getting ready to ease back into your regular schedule with yourself, your kids, whatever, we just had the big tax-free shopping weekend. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, I didn't see as many people out shopping.
Oh, it was packed. Between
I didn't see as many here.
1960 and Tomball, it was every store parking lot was just packed.
I avoid going that weekend.
Yeah,
and then the freeway was backed up. People getting off.
Wow!
So you just weren't you live out here in the country.
Yeah, I was here. Yeah, we had more cows in the pasture than I saw up at the Walmart here, but that's all right. We also want to go over something that happens a lot here with folks, and that is if you're land rich and cash poor. Yeah, you got some acreage. Got some animals out there. You got your house, got your barns, got your pens. All right. Well, if you pass away with all that stuff, and if you got some pretty sizable acreage, wow.
Yeah. How can you turn that into an income?
Well,
I
think that's a big thing is while you're still alive,
you may have
all that land, but you want to create income.
Yeah, and you want to set things up, though, so it doesn't screw them up for people who are going to be inheriting that later on. So how do you do all those things at one time? Well,
that comes up because we had a nice talk with somebody who came in for the free review, and that was an idea that we've done many times in the past, but we haven't done recently, and it's a technique that tried true, nothing strange, no cutting edge, just
But it works.
Remember, it works.
It works. So you want to keep your ears peeled for that. Also, the Social Security do-over, is it still possible if you took it at 62, 63, 64, 65, and you decided to go back to work or whatever, you don't really need it, can you do that over? Yeah. You still can. We can talk about that when we come back. Plus, we'll check the markets a little bit more. And stay with us because you're going to learn about a new word, Nimcrut. Doesn't sound very nice, does it?
That's not a nasty word.
It's not a name for somebody, right?
Yep.
Yeah. No, it's a Nimcrut. Why do you need to know about that? We'll talk about that when we come back as well. Here's our number. If you got a question, we got answers for you. Anything financial, IRAs, 401ks, you name it, give us a call now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Doug, Jamie, Tony, and Craig waiting here for your call on the Money Makeover Show.
By Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
Martina McBride and Friends, Band Against Cancer, the Sarah Cannon Tour. Saturday, September 17th, 7 p.m., Bass Concert Hall. With special guests, Thompson Square.
You're gonna kiss me tonight.
Cassidy Pope. And Hudson Moore. Martina McBride.
My daughter's eyes.
Performing all her hits. Saturday, September 17th, 7 p.m., Bass Concert Hall.
Freedom ring.
Tickets on sale now. Available at the Bass Concert Hall Ticket Office by phone at 512-477-6060 and online at texasperformingarts.org. Don't miss your chance to see this truly special event. Martina McBride and Friends. Presented by St. David's Healthcare.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967. As avid supporters of the Brenham Fire Department, the owners and staff at Conjura Tile hope she'll support the fire department at the Brenham Fireman's Fiesta at the Fireman's Training Center this Saturday. The festivities begin with a steak and sausage supper meal, followed by a live auction. Don't miss the Brenham Fireman's Fiesta this Saturday.
Thinking about sprucing up your home or office building? Call Integrity Works. They'll start with a pressure wash to get rid of that dirt, grime, and loose paint. Then they can repair or replace rotten or loose boards and trim. And then give your home or building a professional paint job that will really last. Integrity Works can do all your paint jobs, both inside and outside, walls and trim. Call 979-251-7972 to schedule your estimate. Find out more on their website at integrityworks.info. Serving Washington and surrounding counties, Integrity Works, more than just painting.
5 seconds to the gold medal, 4 to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The KWHI Morning Crew has been training all winter for the upcoming KWHI Summer Games with prizes of Olympic proportion. We're bringing Rio to you for your chance to take home the gold. When you hear the sounds of the Summer Games, let the games begin. Be caller 6 at 836-9937. Caller 6 will get to test their skill in the KWHI Summer Games for a chance to win prizes of Olympic proportion. Tickets to Moody Gardens in Galveston, Natural Bridge Caverns in New Braunfels, Westwood Center, Cinema 6 in Brenham, or a grand prize, 2 nights stay at Casa Del Mar Beachfront Suites in Galveston. The KWHI Summer Games are brought to you by
Sears, Mariachi's Mexican Restaurant, South Texas Tech, International Discount Mattresses in Brenham.
The KWHI Summer Games, only on Friendly Country KWHI 1280 in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back with the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover team at NEO Financial Group. Glad you're joining us this morning. I'm Tony Navarro, certified financial planner, member of NEO Financial Group, at your service today, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and we promised that we would go over the latest on the markets, and actually it looks fairly flat. One of the bright spots this morning is oil.
Yeah, oil's up a dollar, roughly.
Yeah,
depends.
I mean, we went below $40 a barrel.
After last week, any good news would be good news.
Yes.
Yeah, that was kind of ouch, kind of brutal last week. But we're up to about $42 and some change this morning. And again, you know, it's still going to be volatile. It still is. Does that mean that it's all bad? No, it just means that it's going to be a lot of ups and downs because we got stuff that has to be resolved.
Yeah.
On a global basis, not just in Texas.
And it's not going to go away. You're not going to lose. The investment's not going to go bankrupt. So it's just you want to ride it out. But there again, that comes back to the conviction of don't put too much money in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
Because it could rise and fall. Had a lot of people work for oil companies that their retirement plan is such that they're not going to retire right now.
Well, and the other part of that, too, is if you're looking at your portfolio, and as you had said, Doug, you haven't allocated a whole lot in that particular area, but you look at your overall return and you say, man, it doesn't look very good. Well, how does it look if you just throw that portion of the allocation out?
Yeah, that sector.
Yeah.
So, again, you know, the breaks usually go on in the summer. And then the early fall with the markets. September is usually, August is not usually a terrific month for the markets. September, we all know things can go to the downside in October's. And then we start to pick up generally throughout the remainder of the year. So again, be careful, be wise about what you're doing, but spread yourself around a little bit, not all in one sector.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. And so, again, if you need some help with that, you're looking at things, you're looking at your 401k, your IRA, your 403b, whatever it is, and you're not seeing the trends go the way you want, we've still got the free review. You're welcome to come by. We'll take a look at everything with you and answer. We'll go over things and say, here's how this fund works and that one was, and why is this one the same as that one? You thought you were diversifying, but you aren't. Sometimes that happens. And then when you can help get some answers to questions. I think that's the big thing.
Yep, and that's what that free review is for, is help you get your roadmap together of how you can do things, because there's a lot of ideas out there that you don't come across because you don't do it every day.
Yeah.
And we had that.
We do.
Yeah, we had the lady come in, and she had several different pieces of property, and she wanted more income, but she wanted to leave some of it to the kids and some of it not. And
well, and we see this and hear this story repeatedly in the office, and I think it's a good time to launch into that because so many of you are in that position, and let's shed some light on it with Doug and Jamie this morning.
Yeah, Jamie and I met with her, and this comes across a lot. You have several parcels of property, and some of the kids maybe want to keep this one, but nobody wants to keep that one, but you want some more income, but you don't want to have to pay that 15 or 20% capital gains tax on the sale of the property. So how can you do that? Well, there's a thing called a CRUT. CRUT.
Oh, and we said, we talked about something with a CRUT. Oh, it was a NIMCRUT.
A NIMCRUT. I want to come back
similar
to that one. But
we'll
do the basic CRUT first. It's Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. A Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. Tried and true, what happens is you're charitably inclined. You have a church that you like, a college, or combinations. Could be the Salvation Army. Could be whoever, a 501c3 corporation that's a nonprofit. You can donate that piece of property to that charitable organization at fair market value. And since it's a gift to a nonprofit, there's no tax due. And then it goes into a unit trust. The institution that you donated the property to sells the piece of property, turns it into cash. Now the cash gets invested, and you get a return back for as long as you live, and and based on a 4%, 5%, 6% return, and you can kind of pick that one. And you also get a tax deduction for the gift that you gave to the charity.
And you get that deduction for the year that you gave it,
for
right?
For the year that you gave it. So you get a current tax year deduction, but now, not for the whole amount, because you're taking an income stream for the rest of your life off of that.
So they're going to discount it down.
Correct. The IRS has got tables. It's based on your age, what it amounts to, the age and the interest rate that you're going to get back. So then the institution pays you that check based on that interest rate, and with the IRS tables, they figure out what's going to be left after you pass away. And that's the remainder goes to the institution, and they get to keep it, and they can do anything they want with it, but that's what you get the tax deduction for.
So this is one of the techniques that are used by people forever and ever. I mean, as soon as this was available several years ago, many years ago, we've seen it used over and over again. We use it with clients. And again, it's for those of you who are land rich, cash poor, right? This happens a lot. It's a way to turn that land, especially if you've got all these different parcels, and so many of us do, and you want to go ahead and take that land and make a donation to a charity, but you can still get that income derived off of it in the interim.
Yes, you can get that income coming off, and it's not just to you. It could be you and your spouse for as long as they live. Now, that lowers the amount of the remainder because
you
it's
got
two lives. But I've done one where grandma put the money into the charitable remainder trust, had an income for the rest of her life, and because of the amount of deduction she had, she never had to pay any income tax the rest of her life because it just carried forward. And then she left it for, I think it was either 10 or 12 years to her niece and nephew after she was gone.
So that's kind of like a dynasty type of thing where you're leaving that for the younger people coming along.
Because that's one of the objections that comes up is because the heirs are concerned because, you know, the property's in the family, and if you go ahead and donate it to charity, they're going, hey, what about me? And so there, that's a way to kind of handle that objection is to say, well, one of the ways to deal with that is create an additional income after the donee passes away where the heirs get income for a certain period of time. Now, what's interesting about it, Doug, is what you had mentioned is because you get that tax deduction in the current year, you're probably not going to need all of it in the year that you do the donation. And so carrying forward, as you had mentioned, you had one case where for as long as that person lived, the deduction was enough that the income stream that was created, they never had to pay any income tax because the deduction was large enough.
So you got all kinds of possible
things going
things
on.
Things happening like income tax relief on something that ordinarily, if you just sold something like that piece of property, at the very least you would have a long-term capital gains tax of 15%. And for many of us out here, you know, well, we got this property or we bought it or whatever, and you know, several years ago, and it's appreciated now rather dramatically. Let's say you bought it for $1,000 an acre and now it's worth $10,000 an acre. You're going to pay 15% long-term capital gains on that difference between that $1,000 and that $10,000 if you're just selling it to get cash money to give people.
So that one of the reasons this charitable remainder unit trust works is just because of that. Let's say you have a $200,000 profit. Okay, you're going to be paying at least $30,000 in income tax. Now, if you're in a higher bracket, it could be $40,000. Okay, so then if you sold the property and had to pay $30,000, you got $170,000 left then to invest in, and get an income stream on. Whereas if you donated that $200,000 to the charity, all $200,000 goes. There's no tax paid, and you get your interest rate of 5 or 6 or 7 is a little bit high, but you could do that, but it could eat up that. I don't want to get into that.
Let's say 5% so we can calculate.
Okay, so now you get 5% on the $200,000 instead of $170,000. Now, if you bump those numbers up, that makes a big difference just on the tax savings.
You've just basically created, almost $1,000 a month income?
Yep.
Well, and the other thing about that is we do a lot of these free reviews or go through, this is basically an estate planning process.
Yes.
Is taking a look at it, is who do you want to give the money to? You're either going, when you make the sale, going to give the money to the government in the form of tax, or you can donate the property to a charity of your choice. You don't even have to be charitably inclined.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But find something that you're interested in, that you would like that nonprofit to receive that type of money.
Sure.
Create an income stream for yourself, and you've taken what is basically something that is non-liquid, and now you've got something that's creating, I mean, you've benefited a charity. You feel good about that. You get the tax deduction currently. You create an income stream that for a certain period of time may or may not be income tax free because you have a large enough deduction. And in a few minutes, I'll talk about a way also to where if you want to create additional income, you don't always have to do it in by creating an income stream after you die using the property. There's another way to do it, too.
Ooh, yeah. Wow, chock full of info here. And, again, this is a great opportunity for you to come in and do that free review because it's not that simple, all right, you know, to explain on the air in the few minutes that we have. But if you've got questions, we're coming up on a station break in a couple minutes. If you want to know a little thumbnail sketch again about how you can preserve this really wonderful way of dealing with being land rich and cash poor, we can give you a little bit of the basics again during the commercial breaks. Much better if you come by for the free review, and we can talk with you in more depth about it and really answer your specific questions specifically to you and your situation.
That's financial planning. It's getting the ideas and knowing what questions to ask and different techniques, because this is not something that you buy.
Right.
This is a strategy.
Right.
Well, and this is not just a by the way, a rich person's strategy.
It's not.
Here.
No, that's right.
In fact, you know, if I always like to say this, you can't eat your house or your land. You know, you can't eat it. So if you don't have a lot of funds to support you throughout the remainder of your lifetime, this is still another viable option. You still are not forgetting your heirs. You know, there are still things that you can do, and wow, you know, this is better than it can be in some cases, depends. It can be as good, if not better, than a reverse mortgage, which I've heard a lot of people have things. But you're not going to be able to reverse mortgage a piece of land.
That's right.
You don't have something to live in there, right?
Well, and the other thing that, you know, it is just a strategy, and then it does involve planning. And yes, there may be some places you have to go, but listen, the 501c3 found, you know, the nonprofits, a lot of them have established foundations who deal with this all the time, so they've done a lot of the legwork for you.
Yes,
already.
They're set up already.
Yeah, because they know about these strategies. Because
it's hard for them to get out and advertise, but we deal with people all the time. So I work with the Lutheran Foundation in Austin. I work with the Lutheran Foundation in Missouri, and then also Concordia University in Austin. I work with them also, setting up when they have somebody in the area, because they don't have people out all over. But yes, you're right. They're set up for it. They'll be
absolutely
happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like plugging in. That's basically what it is. So it's a great opportunity if you want to find out more about it. And again, this is not just a rich person scheme. This can be done by many, many people, and especially if you are from around here, right? You got land, and it's gone up in value. We know it has. Find out the right way, what you can use to get an income stream for yourself, maybe get some income coming to some others in your family on down the line, and do something wonderful for a charity all at the same time. So we'll talk to you about that. If you've got questions, here's our number right now, and we'll be taking your calls in private, on the phone. Craig will pipe you right to us. We will not be having your voice on the air if you call us now. And that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. A little phone call can make a big, big difference. We're the Money Makeover Show and Money Makeover Team. We're waiting for your call right now.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Paige Michelle for her positive influence on this community. Paige has served our community for a number of years through both the Chamber of Commerce and the Brenham Economic Development Foundation. Her commitment for nearly 11 years as president of these organizations has shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Paige for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Osteopathic physicians are trained in the entire scope and practice of medicine, bringing a patient-centered, holistic, hands-on approach to diagnosing and treating illness and injury. Osteopathic physicians work in partnership with their patients to help them achieve a higher level of wellness by focusing on health education as well as injury and disease prevention. Dr. Robert Stark, Brenham's osteopathic family physician. 205 North Park Street in Brenham. Call 836-5353 to make your appointment.
Since 1972, Korth & Linke Welding has been serving this area with welding expertise. They pride themselves on using top-quality materials and craftsmanship in every job. In-shop and portable welding, general steel fabrication, complete trailer repair and hookups, part service, wrought iron fencing, farm and ranch entrances, and custom design fabrication are the services they offer. Korth & Linke conducts business with integrity, honesty, and professionalism. Stop by 705 South Bluebell Road with your next project or idea. Visit them online at Korth & Linke. LinkyWelding.com.
For some of the best kolaches and barbecue in Texas, visit Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli in Chapel Hill. Barbecue plates include brisket, ribs, chicken, and sausage with lots of freshly made sides, homemade red, and delicious barbecue sauce. Be sure to order a dessert. You can choose from meringue and fruit pies, cinnamon rolls, cookies, and a variety of other pastries baked daily. Dine in, take out, or call in orders to go at 836-0910. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, 8900 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill.
Firefighters are a special group, but they need your help. You can help them with your attendance at this year's Brenham Fireman's Fiesta. Come out Saturday, August 13th for their steak and sausage dinner and live auction at the Brenham Fireman's Training Center on Loop 290. KWHI will be there broadcasting live from 5 till 7 p.m. on Saturday. This live broadcast is sponsored by Coring Monument Company, Classic Upholstery, Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Brenham Monument, Tegler Toyota, Sonic Drive-In, Emerson Process Management, and the Brenham Fire Department.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
Yeah, all of us in this booth, except for Craig, I'll remember dancing to that. Oh, dear. Oh, my.
There's a visual I don't want to think about.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you are among those who may have done that, you definitely need to be coming in and visiting with us at Neil Financial Group. Come in for that free review. Don't be shy about it. There is no such thing as a dumb question. It's dumber, believe me, to go along and think you know the answer or be too embarrassed to ask, and then you end up screwing something up, and that really is dumb. That's not necessary. So glad to help you. Here's our office phone number, by the way. If you want to give Sharon a call, that's fine. Leave us a message. We do call back. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. And I'll give that number in a few more minutes again, so just so it gives you an opportunity to write it down or enter it into your electronic devices out there. We're talking about land rich, cash poor. Why worry about that problem? What do you do? How do you maybe turn that into an income stream for you and maybe for others in your family? and the ins and outs of some of these types of moves.
Yeah, that's strictly a numbers game on that one. The price of the property depends what it is, and what the taxes would be paid on it. If you just sell it outright, mm-hmm. you can lose 15% to 20% for sure. Whereas if you donate the property, you don't lose that, and you get the income stream on that full amount. Now, there's another little technique. We called this one a charitable remainder unit trust. You put the money in and the IRS has got tables based on your life expectancy and your interest rate, 5, 6%, whichever one you pick. They'll say, okay, this is how much will be left upon your passing or upon the termination of that trust, and that's what you get the current tax year deduction for a charitable gift. Well, let's say you're not ready to draw an income yet. You're in your 50s. You don't want to retire yet. You don't want that income stream right now. But for whatever reason, it's a good time to sell the piece of property, and you're going to mm-hmm. sell it. Well, you can still do the same thing. Now, this one's called the NIMCRUT.
Wow.
The NIMCRUT versus just a regular CRUT. NIMCRUT is the Net Interest Charitable Remainder Unit Trust. Net income. IRS says that. You do the same thing as a charitable remainder unit trust, but you don't want the income now. So you turn it off. And we just let it build and build and grow tax-free, basically, or tax-deferred inside that unit trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're ready to draw the income down the road, years, months, usually years, you can go back and make up for the income you didn't take from those years for the net income. I don't know if that came out as clear as it should be.
So, in other words, if you were going to get a $10,000 a year income stream,
right,
maybe monthly, you know, broken down, whatever, and you decide you don't need that yet, and you want to let it sit in there for 5 years,
yep.
Now that accumulates, and the interest rate accumulates on that money also?
Well, whatever it's invested in.
Okay.
That's another technique. I don't want to get too heavy on the radio because it's hard, but basically you don't take the $10,000, so it stays in the account. And then you let that grow for a couple of years and then say, okay, I'm ready to start taking it. So you can go back. If you wait 5 years, you got $50,000 now that you can make back up again. So you can spread that out and get a higher paycheck.
Okay. So that, again, these have some bells and whistles. They sound confusing, but folks use them all the time. We've used them for many years to generate income out of basically real property,
yep.
like land.
Now, it could also be highly appreciated stock.
Yes.
You can donate the stock that you maybe got a dollar a share and it's worth $100 a share.
Mm-hmm.
Same technique. So anything that's got a lot of growth in it is something you can donate and get an income stream from it using a strategy that's tried, true, nothing unusual, no gray areas. That's just the way it works.
And these strategies came about for a number of reasons, but one of them used to be that it was a way of getting money out of the estate so you wouldn't have to pay estate taxes on top of not having to pay the long-term capital gains tax when you sell it. Because the estate tax levels have risen so much, you know, for a couple, it's almost $11 million.
Yeah.
You may say, well, I don't need to do the charitable remainder unit trust. But the reality is that's not the primary reason we're talking about it here. This is for somebody who wants to take that property that's illiquid and create an income stream. Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about, and I said I would talk about this, is what if you don't want to leave an income stream to your heirs after you pass away? Because what does that do? That reduces the amount of income you're going to get now.
Yeah, that's right. If you leave it to the kids, an income stream, that IRS uses those tables to figure in that time frame.
That's correct.
So you get less money.
Or you may have several pieces of property and maybe you only want to do this kind of a technique with one of them.
Yeah, and we see that quite often.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing about it is what you can do in conjunction with the CRUT is, if you're healthy, to take care of the heirs, is you can go ahead and get a life insurance policy. And what that does is the money then, the proceeds, the death benefit from the life insurance policy go to the heirs who were going to get the property. Now, instead of getting that property, they're going to get the life insurance policy. And guess what? The death benefit comes to them income tax free.
So they don't have to mess around. And we know a lot of young people or heirs don't want the property.
Yeah, a lot
so
of them
now,
don't.
That's correct.
You're saving them that hassle of trying to sell the property, number one, and having arguments over the sale and who gets what and all that stuff. Instead, they're getting chunks of cash that they're not paying taxes on.
That's the best.
out of that life insurance policy. And there's like, oh, here's your check.
See, right. Now that gives you a higher income stream
right.
off
correct.
The charitable remainder unit trust, which you could use part of that to pay for the life insurance.
Right, because you're going to reduce the amount you're going to get in order to have create an income stream for them for 15 years after you die. You're probably better off getting the life insurance policy. It may cost you less, and the heirs will probably be happier.
Yeah. Instead of getting payments over 10 or 15 years, they get a lump sum tax-free up front.
Mm-hmm. So, again, these are planning techniques. These are financial planning strategies and techniques. And I always like to say you don't have to be, Donald Trump or whoever mm-hmm. with buckets full of money in order to take advantage of things that are out there for you. And it does all kinds of great things for you, your family, your kids, your heirs, and whatever charity or charities you want to have get this money later on. I mean, wow.
Yeah, and we've talked many times about the fact that, estate tax or, in this case, long-term capital gains tax, those are a tax of choice, meaning that you've chosen to pay that tax rather than have the money go somewhere else. If you would not rather the government get the money, because they become your charity of choice when you pay
that
tax, maybe you'd rather have the money go to somebody that you think would do a better job with it.
Yeah. And by the way, just as there has been over time with Social Security, I want to say that there is more and more rumbling going on about possibly dropping the tax exclusion on estates back down a little ways. I've been hearing this more and more, and as we're in the political campaign season, that's coming out a lot more than it ever has been. So, again, nothing ever stays really the same. If you think, well, I don't have to worry about anything because I don't have $5.5 million, or as a couple, mm-hmm. we don't have $11 million, well, there's already talk of that $5.5 million being dropped down by a couple million, or some of the other things like gift taxes and stuff going up. So again, don't ever plan ahead and say, well, I'm going to just go within the certain guidelines for this year. That may not be the case.
Yeah, I want to reiterate that, what you mentioned, Jamie. These charitable remainder trusts and NIMCRUTs, they were designed when the estate tax was like $250,000.
Yeah.
Right.
It was very easy.
Kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went up and it went down and it was unlimited for a year and all kinds of stuff going on. So these things are tried and true. And like you were just talking about, Tony, we don't, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we don't know what the law is going to be. We have no idea.
Yeah.
But
that's right.
But if you got your income stream coming, or you shut it off because you don't want it right now and you're going to take it up later, technique works.
Yeah. But you've already got your strategy in place no matter what happens.
That's right.
Wow. So, again, find out about this. Here's our office number. Again, I told you I'd give that out. 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Now, a lot of us, too, on kind of slightly different wrinkle to this, mess ourselves up because we start our Social Security payments at the wrong timing for us.
Because
timing is everything.
Because people say, I want to get my Social Security now when I'm sure I can get it. So I'm going to take it as quick as I can.
Well, there may be other reasons for it, but you know what? There are ways you can still get a do-over. I know that doesn't seem right, and you thought maybe that was done away with. We're going to take a little break here in a couple minutes, and I'll come back and talk about this. How do you get the do-over? Because I'll tell you, most people start taking their Social Security benefits as soon as they can, usually at age 62. And if you're like some of those people, shortly after that, you wish you hadn't done it because somehow you find out that you could have gotten a lot more.
Or you had a job offer you couldn't refuse.
Yeah, all of a sudden you were bored out of your gourd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's going through that right now. Man, oh, I'm taking my Social Security now. I'm just going to stop working. I'm going to do all this stuff. Well, she's like 62, 63 years old, and she's been retired now for about 4 months. She's pulling her hair out. Yeah, and she's got other things that are really interesting, things she's always wanted to do as a career or part-time work or working at an art gallery. She really wants to do that. Never had a chance to do it, but now she wants to. Now she's going to give up a dollar for every $2 that she earns, over and above about 15 grand and some change. So what does she do? Can she make up for lost time? Does she get? Can I get a do-over? That's what she asked me. Yeah, you can, and I'll talk about that when we come back. Meantime, you got questions? Give us a call. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. We'll talk with you about what you might gain by waiting. 800-332-7879. 79. Call us now. We're right here waiting for you at the Money Makeover Show.
Washington County will conduct a free one-time waste collection event for residents of Precinct 3 beginning August 16th. This event is for residential waste only, not commercial waste. Residents can take advantage of this opportunity to remove trash, scrap, and debris from their property and to dispose of it for free. Designated dumpsters for this event will be at these locations. Berlin Fire Department at 101 Lily Lang Road, the Gay Hill Fire Department at 7500 Old Gay Hill Road, and at Rocky Creek Fire Department at 9771 Long Point Road. Once the dumpsters are full, it will be removed and not brought back. A free collection event in Precinct 4 will follow. Listen for announcements. These sites will be monitored. Do not dispose of brush, tires, batteries, hazardous materials, liquid paint, or scrap metal. Dried out paint is okay. Batteries and other recyclables may be taken to the recycling center for free disposal. A free tire collection event is being planned for this fall. Your cooperation is appreciated and helps make free events like this possible. Funded by the TCEQ through the BVCOG. For questions, call 979-277-6290.
Laid off from the oil field?
Yeah, me too.
My truck driving job? Gone.
But thanks to Western Dairy Transport, I'm driving tanker trucks again.
Only they're filled with milk.
Western Dairy Transport LLC is hiring local and regional truck drivers. I received an awesome benefit package, and for qualified applicants, especially veterans, they offered paid training. And man, my wife sure is happy too. Working for Western Dairy Transport, I get to be home every day to see her and the kids. Go online to WDTmilk.com or call 800-469-7714 to drive your career with Western Dairy Transport.
Premier Balers are known for durability and longevity. So when designing the new N-Series Balers, that's where they started. Heavy-duty components provide superior strength and resilience. Smart features like the available automatic pickup clutch and optional auto-tube greasing system help extend machine life, and the E-Link Pro display put bale weight and moisture readings at your fingertips. Bottom line, Premier 604N and 605N Balers are durability redefined. See them today at Brentex Tractor in Brenham and ask about the new N-Series Balers from Premier. To do more.
Golden Years Home Care is the company to call for experts in health care for seniors living at home. If you need wound care, injections or IV therapy, chronic disease management, light housekeeping, or meal preparation, call Golden Years Home Care. Golden Years Home Care has built a reputation for being a reliable expert provider of home health services. Call them today at 979-251-7705. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and the surrounding counties.
Party in your own backyard with a little help from Belleville Rent-All. The kids will have a blast if you stop in Belleville Rent-All for backyard summer fun. They offer water slides and moonwalks. Choose the SeaWorld combo for both, or choose the Tsunami slip and slide with the pool. And make it even better with the snow cone popcorn or cotton candy machine. This summer, keep the kids entertained with a trip to Belleville Rent-All, 726 East Mill Street. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 till 5:30 and Saturday from 8 till 2. Call for availability at 979-865-1520.
The LaRoche dealership gives folks like you the respect and service you deserve. LaRoche treats people right, giving their customers great deals on new and used cars and top-notch service after the sale. Plus, LaRoche has the vehicle you want, whether it's a work truck, a luxury ride, or an economical car with a low price and great gas mileage. Local merchants are your friends and neighbors and need your support to keep Brenham's economy strong and growing. LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac. Your local dealership on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Hi, this is Kate with Woodson Lumber, here to remind you that it is home improvement season. If your tools need an upgrade, Woodson is here to help. We have a terrific selection of power tools from leading manufacturers such as DeWalt, Riprite, Makita, and Stanley Bostitch, along with quality hand tools from Crescent Stanley and Irwin. We'll be happy to help you make the perfect selection to get the job done right the first time. With Woodson Lumber, for over 100 years, your dreams and projects start here in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Woodson Lumber.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial. We've got an office downtown Brenham, just Main Street across from the courthouse. Another one about a mile and a half from the Galleria shopping area in the city of Houston. Got clients and licensed to be financial planners and advisors in 19 states. In the United States of America. Got you covered, no matter what. If you want to come in, do that free review, find out more about what you can do. Can you do a do-over on your Social Security benefit? And talk about all the benefits of waiting to start that thing. Can you do a do-over, and what does that mean? What kind of things do you need to do? Or just, are you getting ready to be Social Security benefit age? And you need to find out, should I take it now? Should I wait? What are my strategies for this? And we have the right way to calculate what those strategies would be for you. And that's a wonderful time to come in for the free review, Doug.
Yeah, there's a vendor company that provides a value-added service that if you have your fill out the form, it's in, you know, who are you, birth date, age, income level, and you need to go on to the socialsecurity.gov website and get your earnings history. It's a three-page form. It's free. They'll you sign up. It's real easy to get on. It's mysocialsecurity.gov, and you can see your whole earnings history all the way back from when you were in high school. So you can see that, and they'll take that, and they'll calculate what's the best way to take the benefit and what the ramifications are if you take it at 62 or 64 versus 67 or 70. They'll figure all that out for you so you can see which one will work best for you at this time.
Yeah, so you want to be taking a look at this if you're about to make these decisions in the next year, 2 years, 3 years, because Social Security accounts for, on average, about 40% minimum of our retirement money that we are going to have as individuals for most people.
Yeah, this is an extremely valuable service, especially if you if your spouse is under the teacher's retirement system or the state retirement system, because Social Security Administration has a government offset or a pension offset. If you're getting a pension from a governmental agency, your Social Security benefits reduced, even if you're eligible for it. So you've got to figure out what's the best way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some interesting ways. So I did that because my wife's under teacher's retirement system and found out that, I should start taking her Social Security benefit because she can't get it because of the teacher's pension.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. I never even thought of that one. That's why we put our heads together and come up with this stuff.
Yeah, so if you'd like to come by for the free review, we'll check out your options and let you see them. And so you can make a better decision on what to do. It is well worth your time, well worth your time to get that Social Security benefit update. How should you take it? When should you take it? What are your options? How much money do you get if you wait versus what you're able to get it 62 or 63, anything below 66. Because if you're like most people, you're going to opt to start receiving your benefits as soon as you can. 62 is the soonest. And if you're like some people, just after you do this, then you find out from somebody like us that you could have waited for a while and gotten a much nicer check. Or maybe your life has changed. Maybe you want to go back to work. Maybe you've got a different career you want to pursue. All these other things. And you're losing a dollar for every $2 of your benefit. If you're a little bit over $15,700 a year in income, and you're taking it between 62 and your full retirement age, 66.
Yeah,
ouch.
What was that percentage? Every year that you wait, you get a certain percentage increase from 62 on?
Yeah, from 62 to your full retirement age of 66, Social Security will add 6.25% each year to what you would have gotten at 62. So 6.25%, your benefit goes up every year by 6.25%, government guaranteed.
Let's see, can I get a CD for 6.25% anywhere?
I don't think so.
I don't, or any, pretty much any investment.
Well, I mean, really.
That's not easy to come by.
No, and you're not, you know, again, this is not some pie in the sky thing. This is from the feds. This is from Social Security. They're adding 6.25% to your Social Security check from age 62 to 66 each year. Now,
so that's 25%.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes up by 25% between age 62 and age 66, and that does not count any cost of living increases that
apply. That's right. That's just the bare minimum.
That's correct.
Now, what if you waited past 66? How much do you get added on every year by Social Security? Oh, they still do that? Yes, they do. From 66 to 70, they add 8% a year. So that's 32% more money on top of that 25 that you got. So let's see. Wow. We're talking about some significant bucks here.
Almost a 60% increase.
60% increase by not taking it at 62. Folks, you need to come in. We'll go over your options with you on your Social Security. Great time to come in for that free review. Here's our number again to do that, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. We'll talk about anything else on your mind financially. If you want to bring in old annuity or insurance contracts, your 401k stuff, you name it. Great opportunity, 979-836-2903. That's it for today.
And we'll see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.